I think you can see from the scripture portions that the readers just read to you that the Lord Jesus Christ is truly the light of the world. More than that, he is the light of life. He came to bring an end to spiritual darkness and death. He came to bring eternal life to everyone who puts their faith and trust in him as Lord and Savior. As God's word tells us in John 3:16, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, the Lord Jesus, so that whoever believes, trusts in him should not perish, but have eternal life. God is holy and he is infinite. As Romans 3:23 and 6:23 tells us, all of us have sinned against him and therefore have incurred an infinite penalty, an eternity in the lake of fire. But God provided a way for our penalty to be paid by his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, dying in our place on the cross of Calvary. God can justly apply his Son's infinite payment for your sin to your account if you will repent of your sin and trust Christ alone to save you from sin and hell. Trust Christ alone, not Christ plus good works, not Christ plus baptism, not Christ plus church membership, not Christ plus anything, just Christ alone to save you from sin and hell. As Romans chapter 10, verses 9, 10, and 13 assure us, that if you confess with your mouth Jesus as Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart a person believes, resulting in righteousness. And with the mouth he confesses, resulting in salvation. For whoever will call on the name of the Lord will be saved. The question is, have you personally repented of your sins and trusted Christ alone to save you from sin and hell? If you've not done so yet, you must not delay. Christ, the light of the world, has expelled the darkness of ignorance about sin and salvation. You've been given light as the scriptures read in your hearing have brought the truth to your attention. What will you do about what you have just seen from God's word and heard from God's word? Would you all bow your heads and close your eyes? In just a moment, I'll close in prayer. But before I do, I'd like to ask you a personal question. If you were to die tonight or next week or next month or even next year, are you 100% sure that all of your sins, past, present, and future, are forgiven and that you have eternal life? If you could not honestly say yes, are you willing to repent of your sins and trust Christ alone to save you from sin and hell? If you want to know more about how to be saved, would you allow me to pray for you in this closing prayer? Please understand I will not point you out or embarrass you in any way. We don't do that here in our church. And if you would like me to pray for you in this closing prayer, just let me know by slipping your hand up and putting it down. By that, you are telling me that you are concerned about your soul. You want to make sure of salvation. Is there anyone? Just let me know. I won't point you out, but I will pray for you. God bless you. Amen. Anyone else? God bless you. If you're listening right now on Zoom or later on our website and would like me to pray for you, and would even like me to show you carefully from the Bible how to be saved from sin and hell, please contact me. The contact information is right there on our website. If you're here and you would like to talk to someone, if you're a lady, you can talk to my wife or another lady who would be able to help you to know from the Bible how you say, if you're a man, you prefer to talk to me, I'll be glad to talk with you. I'll be available as long as you want to talk to me. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you for the message from your word, these scripture passages, word for word from your Bible. Thank you, Lord, for the light that you have shed on the matter of salvation. Thank you, Lord, for reminding us that Jesus is the light of the world. He has testified of that when he was here on earth. His word testifies of it. Lord, we are so thankful for the reminder that when the Lord Jesus comes into our hearts and lives as we repented and trusted Christ as Savior, that that light then begins to glow in us and shines to others. Lord, I pray that as your command tells us in Matthew 5:16, that we would let our light so shine before men that they would see our good works and glorify our Father who is in heaven. I pray, Father, for those who have indicated that they would like to make sure of salvation. Lord, I pray that they would have the courage to contact me or contact my wife if they're a lady and prefer to talk to her. Lord, I pray that they would not leave before making sure. I pray, Father, for those who are on Zoom or listening later on our website, Lord, may they have the courage to reach out to me, knowing that it would be a joy for me to help them understand how to be saved. Lord, I pray that all of us would be ready and looking for opportunities to tell others of the reason for this season, the reason for Christmas. And Lord, I pray that you would just be with each one who's here. Bless them, Lord, for taking the time out of their day to come and be willing to listen and enjoy the songs and the scripture. And Lord, I pray that you would bless each one who came. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen.